In the beginning of Parshas Tazria, the Torah has the theme of Tumas Yoledes and Korban HaYoledes, and we pass on halacha that if the baby is not born naturally, if it's a cesarean delivery, then you have neither the Korbanos nor the Tumas Yoledes nor the Yimei Tohar. God says V'yolda Zohar. What's the definition of Leido? If the Rechem pushes out the baby, let's say if the Rechem didn't push out the baby, if there's a difficult delivery and the doctor cuts a little bit on either side, then he puts his hands in and he takes out the Uber. So that's also, even though he took the Uber out from the Rechem, it wasn't Derech HaDoifen, still that's called Yotze Doifen, has the same din as Yotze Doifen. So that's not called a Leido, and there wouldn't be any Tumas Yoledes, there wouldn't be any Chiv Karbon Yoledes. And the Gemara in the beginning of Perek, Rav Leza de Mila has a Machloek Yisamaram. What about the fact that the Mila is Deche Shabbos, that Mila has to be B'yom HaShmini? The Dinim of Bris Mila are mentioned already in Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Gemara in the Sifro raise a question, why is this Pasuk repeated here B'yom HaShmini Imbol B'sar HaLosai? Everything already appears in Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Gemara quotes this brisa from the Torah's Kohanim, the pasuk is repeated to tell you that it's Decha Shabbos. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroim, if it's einim or tamei leido, whether the milo requires shmini or not. When you say v'yolda zochar, has to be dafka leido as opposed to yotze doifen, is that only relevant to yimei tumah v'tara and to the korbanos, or is it even relevant to the mila being bishmini? If the mila has to be bishmini, then it's Decha Shabbos. If there's no din of bishmini, then it's not Decha Shabbos. So misafik, we paskin that on a yotze doifen, you don't the mila. You shouldn't do the bris before the eighth day. Maybe you do an ichmini, but if the eighth day happens to be Shabbos, then you say it's not Decha Shabbos. You should postpone the bris till Sunday. Before Rabbi Moshe came on the scene here in America, the big pesik was Rabbi Henkin. So Rabbi Henkin had a chiddush. He was of the opinion that if you induce labor, it's also not called leido. It's also not considered leido because the rechem didn't push out the baby on its own. You had to inject a chemical into the rechem, into the blood system. But I think that opinion has not been accepted. We assume that induced labor is also, once you induce the labor, so then the rechem pushes out the baby. That is called leido. There is a strange gemara in the second perek in Chagiga, where the gemara raises a question.
There's also another type of birth. It's called vacuum. Basically, it's a plunger they put on the baby's head, and the rechem pushes, and it helps with the momentum of the rechem. Would that be, so the rechem is the one doing the pushing, but there's extra strength being used from the doctor. Would that be considered the rechem pushing? What's it a din? The rechem doing the pushing, or
what is added onto the rechem?
Nothing's added onto the rechem. It attaches something to the baby's head. When the woman pushes, they pull with it, with the woman's push.
I don't know. That would that's a shiloh. You have to find out what the details are. I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara in the second paragraph in Chagiga has an agadate, and the Gemara has a discussion there. What's the din of a besula who became a beuberis? So what's the shiloh? If a besula became a beuberis, how is that possible? So some say it's an agadate. The Gemara is talking about Yoshke, because the Catholics claim that his mother was a virgin when she had a baby. But the Rabbeinu Hananel, Tosfos often has respect for the Rabbeinu Hananel, even though he has a pshat that Tosfos is not happy with. Tosfos says, called Dvar B'Diri Kabbalah, he had traditions from the days of the Goinim. So the Rabbeinu Hananel on this Gemara learns that the Gemara Sofik was, whether if a Besula became Muberis without Bia from a man, is since the initial pregnancy, the conception was irregular, so maybe you wouldn't have these dinim. Just like if the leida is irregular, if it's a yotze doifen, so So you don't have the tumas yoledes. So if the becoming pregnant was irregular, so let's say artificial insemination, so maybe also you wouldn't have these dinim. So that's why Shlomo Zalman used to say that if a woman had artificial insemination and have a baby boy, you should it's a sveka d'dina whether the milah is dech Shabbos, so you shouldn't do the milah before the eighth day. But if it happens to be on Shabbos, then you shouldn't be dech Shabbos. The same as cesarean delivery. What exactly does it mean that if the woman has a baby boy, after the 7 days of Tumah, there are 33 Yimei Tohar. And if she has a baby girl, after the first 14 days of Yimei Tumah, there are 66 days of Yimei Tahara. What does it mean, Yimei Tohar? So the halacha says that even if the woman has a riyas dam with amara tomei, amara odoim, it still is tohar. Teishei b'dmei tohara. The Rambam quotes a pshat from the Karoim, which is incorrect. They interpreted the reverse, that even if she has a mara tohar, it's tomei, l'chumre. The din is just the reverse. So the apparently the Karoim had a practice that you don't have the woman go to mikveh till after the 80 days or the 40 days, because she may have in the last 33 days or the last 66 days, she may have some excretion, she may have something that's a mara tohar, and she'll think that she's muteris labailo. And according to the way they misinterpret the pasuk, teisha bin mei tohara, even a mara tohar is mentami the woman. So they developed such a meaning that the woman shouldn't go to mikveh until after the 80 days or the 40 days are up. So the Rambam says that this is a meaning that was started by the Karoim, and you shouldn't follow such a meaning. The Ramah has that meaning in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah gives a totally different explanation for it, nothing to do with the meaning of the Karoim. The reason why they had such a practice was that the Gemara has a machlokes between, the Mishnah has a machlokes in Nida between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When the 7 of the 14 days of Yimei Tumah are up, do the Yimei Tohar start automatically? If she doesn't go to Mikvah, she'll be Tomei. But the Yimei Tohar start automatically, or do you say no? V'yoymi utvila talya rachmanim. So Beis Shammai's opinion is b'yoymi tali rachmana. When the 7 of the 14 days are up, so right away Yimei Tohar begin. The woman, if she calls man, she doesn't go to mikveh, she'll be an avatum, she'll be asur labaylo, but Yimei Tohar begin. And we don't pass like that. We pass like Beis Hillel, that b'yoymi utvila tali rachmana. You need both. So a woman, we have a chumrah from the days of the Gaonim that we treat every woman who's Yoledes as if she were Yoledes Bezov. So you have to have Shiva Nekim. And then there's the Gemara says, in the many disputes between Abai and Rava, we always paskan like Rava except for Yalkigam. So there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rabbi Natam, what is the lamed of Yalkigam? So the Rabbi Natam, Rashi holds that it's Lechi Haimim Me'elov. In Eridin and Abtezvov. And the Rabbi Natam says, no, he may lay dosage in Erebahem and not oilim the sphere as he bossed. The first 7 days by a boy or the first 14 days by a girl, since they may tumah, so she, if she happened to be a Zava from before and she has to wait Shivin again, you can't count, let's say the dam stops, highly improbable, highly unlikely, the dam doesn't stop for a long, long time. But let's say, if theoretically, the Gemara has a theoretical discussion, if the dam will stop after 2 days, so the last 5 days of the first 7 days cannot count for 5 days of Yimei Nikim, and then you have another 2 days later. So the Rabbi Natam says, we paskan like Abaye b'Alkegam, that Yimei Leidosa, Sheinu Roibem, Yimei Leidosa means the first 7 or 14 days that she has Tumas Yoledes, and not Oilim, the Sphiros Ivosa. You have to have in Yimei Tohar, or after Yimei Tohar, you have to have Shivin Akim afterwards. So if you're all like Beis Hillel, that B'yomi Etvila Tali Rachmana means that Yimei Tohar don't begin until after the 7 days are up and the woman went to mikveh. So the woman needs shtei tefillos. She has to go to mikveh after the 7 days are up, then she has to wait shemini kiyum and then go to mikveh a second time. And the Tosfos writes in Krisus, Maseches Krisus, but this is discussed a little bit. This was the common practice, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that we paskin like Abaye bi'al kigam and the lamed is yimei leidosa. This was the common practice in France and Germany. All of the Balei HaTosfos had that practice, that Yoledes needs shtei tefillos. She has to have the 40-day malos, or the 80-day malos, if it happens to be a girl, is not always 7 and 33. It may be 10 and 30, it may be 20 and 20, it may be 30 and 10, it may be 39 and 1. You need biyom yitvili. You have to wait at least 7 days, and you have to go to mikveh. And after you go to mikveh, whatever days are left till the end of the malos, those are going to be mei tohar. So in Europe, they didn't have such mikvahs like we have. So a lot of times a woman had to go to mikveh in a river. So the woman just had a baby. She can get pneumonia. She has to go to mikveh twice. She has to go to mikveh after the first 7 days of Yimei Tumas are up. And then she has to begin counting Shivani Kim and go to mikveh a second time. It's a sakana to go to mikveh once. She has to go twice. So in order to save herself having the requirement to go to mikveh twice, so they would wait. The 40-day unit, the malos, is normally it's 7 or 33 if she goes to mikveh after the 7. If she doesn't go to mikveh until after 10 days, it'll be 10 and 30. Or it can be 20 and 20, it can be 30 and 10. But it doesn't extend after 40. So if she wants to spare herself having called the mikveh twice, she can wait till after the 40 days are up, then just count to Shiva Nikim. That's not considered. You may tumasa continue until she goes to the mikveh, because b'yom etvili tali rachmana. But the yimei tumasa don't continue after the 40 days or after the 80 days are up. So the minig developed that the woman would wait till after the 40 days and then wait shiv and akim and then go to mikveh. That's how it originally started out. And then somehow they chiseled it down, so the women, we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept this opinion. We pass like Rashi, that the lamed of Yalkagam, that the din is like Abaye, has nothing to do with Mele Dosa. We don't paskan like Abaye there. We pass like Rabbi. In Mele Dosa, Shene Rai Behem, Aroilim Lesfiras, Zivasa. So you don't have to wait 40 days plus Shivan Akim after that. But because that was the practice in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, as a carryover, they had such a minig that the woman doesn't go to mikveh till after. Not shtei tefillos, woman shouldn't go to mikveh until after the 40 days or the 80 days. But but the Rama says, if you live in a community where that's not the minig, you shouldn't adopt the minig, because the Rama says it's a minig that started from the Karoim. So the Rama justifies it. He says he doesn't think it started from the Karoim. It started off in order that the woman should be spared the requirement of having to go through shtei tefillos. But Lamaisa, we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. Paskin Mele, Dosu, Shen, Rabbeinu, Maroi, Lemesfir, Zibos. So we don't have the minig today. We don't have such a minig.
If you can't count the Shen and the Kim until after the first Tvila, how does this stop again? She was still have to.
Kol Zman, she doesn't go to Mikvi, Yimei Tumasa have not yet ended. So Yimei Tumasa and Chumash is 7, and then 33 Yimei Tohar. If she doesn't go to mikveh until after 10 days, so it's 10 and 30. It's 10 Yimei Tuma and 30 Yimei Toha. If she doesn't go to mikveh until after 20 days, it's 20 and 20. 30 days, 30 and 10. But it doesn't go past the 40 days. So if you don't want to have to go to mikveh twice, which was a sakana in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the woman has to crack the ice and go into the mikveh, and she just had a baby. She's not so strong. She's weak. So you don't want her to have to go to mikveh twice. So they would wait till after the 40 days were up, and then you make tumasa for sure are over, and then count to Shiva Nikim. So then you spare yourself one tefillah. You don't need the first tefillah. But then you have to wait till after the 40 days or till after the 80 days to begin counting the Shiva Nikim. So the Rama says, where they have the minig, you should retain the minig and don't accuse them of carrying on a minig from the Karoim. He thinks that it started from the minig of the Balei HaTosfos. But if you live in a community, they don't have the minig, we don't have the minig now, then you don't adopt everybody else's minig. The Oledis is one of the situations where the woman is a mechusa kippurim. It means that even though she went to mikveh after the 7 days, the tahara process is not completed until she brings the karbonis. The din is that there are three levels. The Gemara in the first daf in Brochas quotes, Tomei is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, not allowed to eat Truma, not allowed to eat Karchim. But if a person is Tovel in the mikveh, even if he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, he's already Tohar with respect to Chulin and with respect to Maisa Sheni. Tovel v'yola, oichel v'maisa Sheni. In order to be allowed to eat Truma, the first Mishnah says Brochas is not enough to be Tovel in the mikveh, you have to have Harav Shemesh. And then, but once you have Harishemesh, they're allowed to eat Truma, even if they didn't bring, let's say, it's one of the Mechusri Kapora, Zab Zab, Yaledes, and Mitzora, are the four Tmeim who have to bring Korbanos in order to complete the Tahara procedure. So the Mechusri Kippurim, one who didn't yet bring the Korban, is permitted to eat Truma. After Harishemesh, they're permitted to eat Truma. Just they're not allowed to eat Kochim, they're not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash, not permitted to eat Kochim. So the Oledes happens to be, she goes to the mikveh, let's say, after the 7 days are up, but she's called the Tvul Yom Baruch till the end of the 40 days. At the end of the 40 days, that's already like Herev Shimsho, but Kozman, she doesn't, she's allowed to eat Truma after the 40 days are up. She went to the mikveh on this after 7 days. She has to wait till Herev Shemesh of the 40th day. Because that's a Tvul Yom Baruch. And then after the 40th, from the 41st day on, or from the 81st day on, she has to bring the Korbanos. And Kozman, she doesn't bring the Korbanos. She's not permitted to eat Kachim, not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk says that the that's in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, but they have a little bit over here in Parshas Tazria regarding the Metzorah. The Metzorah has to go Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, Bodad Yesh M'Chutz L'Machana Moshavo. Which Machana? So the Gemara in Psochem points out that the word Machna appears three times in the beginning of Chumash, where is it? In Parshas Nasai, beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, and there's a Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, and a Machna Yisrael. So the Machna Shechina is the Azorah, so no Tomei is permitted to enter the Azorah. The Har HaBayis has a status like Machna Leviya, so only one who has a Tumei Yotza L'Megufoi is not permitted to enter into the Machna Leviya. And Machna Yisrael, the whole Yerushalayim has the din like Machna Yisrael in the Midbar. The parallel is all of Yerushalayim. So the Metzorah has to be Mishtalech Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. The Metzorah is the only one who is Mishtalech Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. Lo Yovel Terech HaMachna. If he walks into the Machna, he gets Malkus. It's a lav. B'chutz L'Machna Moshav is an essay. Lo Yovel Terech HaMachna is a lois essay. There is a big machlokes in the Rishonim, the Mefarshim on the Mishnayis. What if the Metzorah will enter into one of the Ayoras HaMakof Eschoyma, the Mos Yeshua Ben Nun? The Metzorah is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to enter any of the Ayoras HaMakof Eschoyma and Mos Yeshua Ben Nun. So they say all of the Ayoras HaMakof Eschoyma have a din of Machne, they all have a din of Machne Yisrael, and the Metzorah who will enter will be Loike, or you say no. Yishalchum in HaMachne, the Esi of Shiloh Tmeim applies to the Ayoras HaMakof Eschoyma, but the Lois says the Yov Al Terech HaMachne, that you get Malkus, that's only in Yerushalayim. So that's a big machlokes in the Rishonim, how to read the Mishnah. If a Metzorah will enter Ayoras HaMakof Eschoyma, whether he will be loike or not. It is also, but the machlokes whether he'll be loike. In the Haftorah of Parshas Metzorah, the Sefer Melochim tells a story about Abba Anashim Hoyim Metzorah and Pesach Shar Shomron. So the Malbim points out Shomron was a city that was built later. It didn't have a wall around. The city didn't exist in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. So how come the Abam Anoshim with Pesach Shar Shamron, why didn't they go into the city? Because the Mitzvah is not allowed to enter Yaros HaMakavus Chema, but it wasn't the Muk of Chema, Moshe Shur Benuk. So the Malbim says they were Noiga Chumre. It's the Mikra Din Deraisa Shamron is not, doesn't have a Din of Kedushas Ayaris, because it didn't exist in the days of Shur Benuk. But the whole story in next week's Haftarah, and Haftarah's Mitzvah, was just a Chumre. That they treated Shomron as if it were from the Ayaris HaMakavus Chema. When Miriam HaNeviah was Mitzaras, and Aaron requested of Moshe Rabbeinu he should be Mispala for her, that she shouldn't suffer from the Tzaras, so the Chumash writes that he used an expression. We don't know if he used that expression. Could be that he didn't say that at all, but that's the way it says in the Chumash. Whenever the Chumash quotes somebody is speaking, so the Ramban writes that it's not necessarily verbatim quotation for the person. The Rebbe Shalom recorded in the Chumash for his purposes, the way the person spoke. So the Chumash records, if Aaron said, Altino kameis, asher b'tzeisa mirechememi v'yochel chatzi besora. So because the Chumash records that that's what Aaron said, Altino kameis, that's how you know that just like a mace is metami ba'ohel, so too the mitzvah is metami ba'ohel. Altino kameis. But the details of the Tumas Ohel, I learned that from this week's said from Parshas Tazria, that it says, the Tomei Tomei Yikra, he has to let everybody know that he is Tomei, because, and the Loshan HaGemara, the Gemara doesn't say that the Mitzvah is Metami boiling. Mars Loshan is Metami Bibia. When he enters into a room, why did they change it? Why don't they say it's Metami Ba'oha, like a mace? So the Menchas Chinuch points out it's not exactly the same as the mace. Let's say if there will be a mace in one room and the door is open and someone's walking in the other room. So if the door is open or there's a chalon, tefach ha-tefach, so the tumah will go from one room to the other. By Mitzvah, you don't have such a din. You don't have such a din. If the rooms open into each other, the tumas mitzvah is only in that room, not in the other room. The Mishnais have in the Goyim that the mitzvah wants to daven in shul. Apparently the shul is not in a city. It's not in such a city. So it gives him to hate. He can daven, but he has to be careful. He shouldn't cause everybody else to become tamei. So the Mishnah says when the mitzvah is walking, he's not. Let's say they're carrying a mace in a building, so all the people happen to be in the building become tamei even before you put the mace down. It's not a din, the mace only mitami boho when the mace is stationary, when he's sitting. Even if they're walking with the mace, also mitame. A mace can't walk. So if you're walking with the mace, you're carrying the mace, so the mace is mitami boho. But in Mitzvah it says the lotion of the pasuk is moshovo. What's the lotion? So the Gemara Bracha says the Mitzvah is only Mitame when he's stationary, when he's standing still, when he's sitting down. If the Mitzvah is walking in, he's not Mitame. So they used to have like we have a women's section in the shul, and the Mechitza doesn't have to go all the way up to the ceiling. Mechitza goes up whatever shoulder height, and then the Mitzvah will walk into the shul and walk into the other side of the mechitza. In the middle of the week, the women don't come to shul, so the mitzvah can walk into the shul and then stay on the other side. So even though the two rooms, the women's section and the men's section, are opened into each other, but since it's a separate room, so the tumas mitzvah doesn't, while he's walking, is not mitami ba'ohel, and even though he stands still and he sits down in the other section, since there's a mechitza that's mafsik, even though there's a chalon tefach al tefach, that if it would have been a mace, it would have been maybe a satuma, but by the mitzvah there is no such thing. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Why do we call it the mitzvah is matami bibiya? We don't say it's matami ba'ohel because the dinim are not exactly the same. It's a little less than a mace. There's mamish matami ba'ohel.
Are dinner mitzvah like different rishios? Is it about rishios or like Shabbos, like having walls?
if it's a room, a separate room. Probably the wall is Oymed Merubala Paritz. The wall has openings. The Mechitza has openings to the right and to the left. But it's a 10 Tfachim tall, and it covers most of the length, separating the two rooms. So it's Oymed Merubala Paritz. And then it doesn't bother me that there's a Paritz on either side. It's considered a different room. The pasuk has special hanhogis for the mitzvah. God of you frumim v'rosha yefarua. The Mishnah says that these dinim only apply if it's a male mitzvah. If it's a woman, isha isha. The pasuk says a woman can also become tamea tumas taras. But the Gemara learns up in the pasuk that the dinim of priya frima, God of you frumim v'rosha frumim v'rosha yefarua, do not apply to the woman. What do you mean, begot of you, frumim? The begotim have to be torn. So by one who's in Avelus, the Gemara has a loshen in Perikei Lemegalchan. Hayetze bebegut karua lefnei ame. Someone has an old jacket, and it was torn. He doesn't wear the jacket anymore. They didn't rip it because someone died. It happens to be torn. Accidentally, it was torn. So if someone, a relative of the mace, walks in front of the mace with the beged hakarua, but it wasn't torn the shame of Elis. So the Gemara says, I raise a gozel l'sachayim esameisim. He's fooling the public into believing that he fulfilled the mitzvah of kriya, which he didn't fulfill because he didn't rip the beged because of the loss of the relative, and he's gozel l'sameisim. He's cheating the mace that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of kriya. But the Gemara never said that when it gets to mitzorah. By mitzora, the simple reading of the pasuk sounds like begod of you frumim, you should wear begodim karuim, even though the beged was not torn l'shem his tumas taras. Just the begodim, he should wear torn begodim. Rosh Yeh Faruah. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. What does that mean, Rosh Yeh Faruah? So the pashup shot is that he shouldn't take a haircut. He should let his hair grow. That just like an ovel is also bitisparis. To hear the mitzvah is hukish lemeis. He's in a certain sense considered a gavra ketila. So he has to observe avelus for himself. Just like the person who is benidui. If someone was put in cherim, so he has to observe avelus for himself. We put him in cherim, we put him in nidui because of the averas that he did. So when Bezin makes a cherim on a person, that's he's considered like a gavra ketila. So to over here, the Gemara has that Arboa Chashuvim Kimeis. The Gemara in Dorm says that the Mitzora and the Oni and the Suma are considered like a mace. Mishen Labonim, Arboa Chashuvim Kimeis. So he has to observe Avelus. The Gemara has a tradition that Tzaras is a punishment for having violated Averus. So the person has to observe Avelus over himself, over the fact that in Hashemayim, they caused him to become a Gabrik Tila, namely to become a Mitzvah. But he doesn't have to rip Kriya. He observes the Avelis. Begod of you frumim v'rosh yeh farua. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a discussion in the end of Perek Betzora Mora regarding the din of the whole discussion of Yehoreg Val Yavar. It appears at the end of Perek Ben Soramara. So by Jewish people, there's a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar by the Gimel Averus HaChamuras, by Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, and Shvichas Domim. Or if it's Shara Averus B'Farhesia, or Shara Averus B'Shas Hashman. What about by Nochrim? Is there a din of Yehoreg Val Yavar by the Nochrim? That, or should I say, maybe the Nochri doesn't have the mitzvah v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha v'chol nafshecha afilu noitel es nafshecha. He doesn't have that mitzvah. So maybe by him the din is that pikuach nefesh is doich even in case of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara discusses it. The Gemara talks about the pasuk in the Haftorah of Parshas Tazria. Tzar Tzvo Melech Aram had a negat tzaras. And he came to the Navi Elisha, and he told him to bathe in the Yarden, and he was cured. And he realized that the God of the Jewish people is the true God, and he was worshipping Avodah Zarah all the years. But then when he bids farewell to the Navi Elisha, he says he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore from now on. He's not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore. However, his boss, the king of Melech Aram, is going to expect him as the chief general in the army to come with him to church and to bow down to the Avodah Zarah and to bring korbanos. So he says, the good Lord in heaven above should forgive me because of the fact that I'm going to have to worship Avodah Zarah, because I don't want to lose my life. My boss is going to kill me if I don't. So he says, "Adav Raza Yislach Hashem Lavdecha." May the Lord in heaven forgive me. V'va Adoni, my boss, the king of Aram, Beis Rimon, when he goes to the Beis Avodah Zarah, which he just realized now is a big joke. All the Avodah Zarahs are meaningless. Yeah, who nishad al yada? He's going to go with me. V'shtachvesi, I have to bow down also. So that's what he says, Yislach no Hashem la'avdecha, but the good Lord in heaven should forgive me. So did Elisha agree or did he disagree? So the pasuk says, V'yom alo, Elisha Anovi tells him, Lech l'shalom, go gezunt tehei. Go gezunt tehei means that pikuach nefesh, sounds like he's masking, that pikuach nefesh is doicha even Avodah Zarah by the goyim. So that's the way the Rambam paskin. The Rambam starts Hilchas. He said, HaTorah Perek Hei, he starts, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvun Malkidosh Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. He starts off, Kol Beis Yisrael, to the exclusion of non-Jews. Non-Jews don't have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Only the Jewish people have it. So the Rambam understood that the Maskana Sagamore is that by the Goyim there is no din of Yorg Valyavar, and that's why Elisha Navi says, Lech L'Shalom, go Gizunt, hey, don't worry about it, because Nefesh is even Doich Avodah Zarah. But Rashi and Tosfos on the Gemara learned the reverse, that the maskana of the Gemara was that by the Nochrim there is a din of Yehorig Bal Yavar. How come it's not counted as another mitzvah? How come you only say the Nochrim have seven mitzvahs ben enoch? Now they have another mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara says, no, that's not a taina. It's not another mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. It's the old mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. But whereas Pikuach Nefesh would be Doiche Avim and Achai, because that which would be doich a gezel, other things, you're allowed to steal an automobile if you have to run away from the Nazis. The Nochri is allowed to steal also. So by Avodah Zarah, Pikuach Nefesh is not doich. So it's not counted as an eighth mitzvah. It's included in the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. What does the Navi say? Lech l'shalom. If he's doing shalom kedin, that's the question. What's the girsa? In the Maskana Sagmar, so the Rambam holds, the Maskana Sagmar was that that since the Navi said Lech L'Shalom, he was agreeing with Naaman, and there's no din of Yehorig Bal Yavar. According to Rashi and Tosfos, there's a problem. If you learn that, that's the last piece of Gemara, Perik Ben Saramar. If you learn that the Bnei Noach have the din of Yehorig Bal Yavar, so how come the Navi says Gegez and Tehet should have given him an argument? Should have said you're not allowed to be mishtachle deis rima. That is a question.
The same dinum of, let's say, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the same dinum of Shmad and Bifarhesia matter, or would it only be, for any of the Shabbat mitzvot that aren't of Avodah Zarah or Gilei Raos, etc.?
Interesting question. I don't know. Got to look some more Gemaras. Maybe it's discussed in the Gemara. I don't know. Let's say if Balabas has a Shaila, he asks the rabbi a Shaila on Shabbos and Kashrus, and the rabbi paskins that is Mutter. Or let's say a Taruv is Chometz, a Shaila of Chometz, and the rabbi paskins Mutter. So is that an Aveira of Misak and Mana? Because Kozman the Balabas doesn't know the din, so he's not allowed to eat the food. And now the rabbi paskin mutter, so it's Mesak and Mona. No, it's not Mesak and Mona. It was kosher all along, it's just he didn't know the din. But over here, by Mitzoyro, when the Koyan says Tohar, that's considered a psak on the person. when you roya sanigoyim, that is considered nesak and mona. It's not that it's a gloy milson of afreya was always tohar, or was always tamei. The psak hakoyim makes it tamei if it corresponds to reality, and then the psak hakoyim makes it tohar mikan al habot. It's not the gloy milson of afreya; it was always tohar mikan al habot. It would be tohar. So that's why the Gemara talks about issuing such a psak of tahara on Shabbos or Yom Tov that it's a violation of misak and mana.
After Gzela, if you're no longer in Sakana, do you have a chiyuv to pay it back, or do we say you were completely potter because it was Sakana?
If the person had to steal something, yeah, sure, he has to give it back. Because Nefesh only takes off the Issa, but doesn't take off the chiyuv to pay. Yeah, the Gemara in Hakoines says that David HaMelech had a shaila, the plishtim were hiding in Jewish farms. So the only way to get them would be to burn, to make a fire, to burn a big circle, and to burn them all out. So David HaMelech had a shaila, is he permitted to do that? So the answer is, Tosfos says, of course he's allowed to do it. To be mazik someone else's property is mutter for the sake of pikuach nefesh, so that's mutter. But then the Gemara says he has to pay. So pikuach nefesh is doicha the iser of mazik, but it doesn't patur you from pay. He's still mechuyev to pay. Rashi sounds like he learns the Gemara that it's also lahatzel atzla b'mamna chaveira. That's the Loshan Gemara there in Perek HaKoines. Also lahatzel atzla b'mamna chaveira. But the Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos and the Rosh learn, it does mean also lahatzel. It means if you're matzel atzmacha b'mamna chaveira, then you have to pay. Because Pekoch Nefesh doesn't patur you from pain. Pekoch Nefesh just makes that. It's mutter. Yesterday we mentioned in learning the Abchav Zainam and Beis, we mentioned the comment of the Avnei Nezer on the Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma, the Tzadik Tes on the Beis, where an expert shochet accidentally slipped a maid in the vela. So the Gemara says, I see Raya, bring a haichocha de mumchis litani goylem, bring a haichocha that you are an expert on shechting chickens, and then it's considered oynes gomer, so then you'll be potter. So why is it, I see Raya, why do you have to prove that you're a mumcha? I should say, Hametzim Machaver, all of Araya. If it's not clear, it's unclear whether it's Adam Hamazik Boin is Gomer or not, so you should say, Misofik, you don't have to pay. So that's what the Avnei Nezer said. The Shechet who made the chicken in Avela is an Adam Hamazik. He clearly is an Adam Hamazik. He made it in Avela. The question is, Oynes Rachmana Patre, according to Tosfos, if you're Adam Hamazik, Boin is Gomer, you're potter from paying, so that's a poite, that's a mafkia. So that tour, that poite only applies if you know for sure that he's a mumcha the Tanegoylem. If you don't know for sure, it's not even called the Sofik. So in connection with that, there's such a Magen Mishnah also. There is a din of Bolavimo. The Chumash has a din of Bolavimo by Shoel. Shoel is even Chai Bionzin, unless it's Bolavimo, then he's not Chai Bionzin. Then the Gemara says the Shamasoch is Chai Ben Gnei Vaveda, but if it's Bolavimo, then he's Potter from paying Gnei Vaveda. And then by Shemachinam, there's only Chai Van Epshia, that's a Machlekes, what's it then? Pshia Bebailim. Whether Bolavimo Potter's from Pshia or not. So we pass in La Locha that it does Potter. So what do you do? The Gemara has certain sfeikas regarding Bolavimo. Certain, in the end, above the Metzia, Gemara has certain rare cases that they're mesupik, whether it has the status of Bolavimo or not. So how do you paskin if you have a case of a sofik Bolavimo? So the Rambam splits the psak. The Rambam says if it'll be a shoyol, who's chay b'yonsen, or shama soch, who's chay b'gnei v'aveda, Bolavimo is not chayiv. So then, misofik, if you have any baidole, pshita, ni gemara, so then sofik bolavimo would be potah, hamoetz machavera, all of harayi. But if you have for Shamachinam, or you have a Shamasach, and he did Pshia, so we happen to pasken that the Bolavima patas even by Pshia. That's called Pshia Bebailam. It was Bolavimo, so we pasken that it does pata from, even from Pshia. But if it's a Sufik, whether it's Bolavimo, so then the Ramam says Yechayev. Why is it different? The din is that Bolavima patas from Pshia, just like it patas from Gerev Aveda by the Shamasacha, just like Bolavima patas from Onsin by the Shoyal. So why should it be that a Sufik Bolavimo, by the case of Pshia, why should it be over there that is Chayev? So the Magen Mishnah writes that this is the Rambam Lashitasai. The Rambam has a Chiddush based on the Loshon HaMishnah in Shavuos that on Karka Avonim Mishtoris, the Gemara learns that Klala Prata Klal, the Karka Avonim Mishtoris is no din of Shomrim. So that's only, there's no din that the Shoyal is Chayev Beyonsen and the Shamasoch is Chayev Gnev Aveda. What about the Shamachinim? He's potter on Pshia also. You don't have to pay Pshia. So the Rambam says, Yeroi Lee, in his opinion, he writes an original Chiddush, not a Nigamara. Tosis points out that the Mishnah sounds like it implies like that in Shavuos, and Tosis thinks that the din is not true. And the Rambam took the Mishnah, Kipshuto, that that Poshea is Mitam Mazik, and one is Mazik, someone else says Karka Avon Mishtoris has to pay. And when you say that there's no din of Shomrim by Karka Avon Mishtoris, means the fancy din of Shomrim. Shamasoch is Chai V'Gnev Avei, the Shoyal is Chai B'Yonsin. But the basic fundamental din that the Shomer is Chai V'Amshia, that even applies to Karka Avon Mishtoris, because Poshea Mitam Mazik. Usually Mazik has to be Bikum V'Aseh, Poshea is B'Shea V'Altaseh. There really should have been Grubba ben Ezekin, should have been Potter. So that's the Chiddush of the Parsha. Parsha says, Bamedvar Mamur, when they say Grubba ben Ezekin is Potter, let's say they're little kids who are smashing a car. They're jumping on a car in the street. It's not my children. But if I pass by and I can easily scream at them and get them to stop bashing the car, and I don't do it, so I'm in a certain sense, I'm responsible for the hezek in the car. I could have easily screamed at them. I could have called the mother, and the mother will stop them, and she'll smack them and make them stop breaking up the car. But if I didn't call the mother and I didn't scream at them, so I was gorim the hezek b'shev altaseh by my inactivity. So that's the klal number one. That's for sure called groma ben ezek and his potter and garmi. We paskin like Rav Meir and Dav Kuf. So the whole discussion in the Rishonim, when is it Grama, when is it Garmi, so this for sure is called Grama. Whatever Amazik B'Shev Altasa, that for sure is called Grama. But the exception to the rule is the Shomer. If the Shomer was, the Rambam says, Poshe Mita Mazik, he's Mazik the Pikotin B'Shev Altasa. So that's the exception to the rule, because he accepted upon himself Shmir. He didn't have to accept Shmir in the first place, but accepted, he agreed to function as a Shomer. So because he accepted upon himself Shmira, so here the Halacha says that Poshea is Mita Mazik. So the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam is Lishitosa, because the Rambam holds Poshea Mita Mazik, and the din really should have been that Pshia Bebailam should really be Chayev. Balavim is only a Ptur and Chayuvei Shomer. It's not a p'tur in Chiyuv Mazik. There's no p'tur Balavim by Odom HaMazik. So really, the din should have been like the other opinion in the Gemara there, in the end of Bar Metzia. The Balavimo by Poshea is Chaybo, but the Gemara learns out from Psukim that is not so. Balavimo patas even from Shia. It's a true patas from Shia, but it's a point there. By Balavimo, by Gnei Vaveda, by Shamasacha, or by Oynes, by the Shoyal, So the Torah is not mechayiv me. If it's Bolavim, the Torah is not mechayiv. But Bolavimo b'negeit pshia, not that the Torah is not mechayiv. That's a point there. So whenever you have a suffix whether something is considered Bolavim, and the Gemara has sveikas on a couple of rare cases, so the Magen Mishnah says, he's explaining the Rambam. The Rambam says, by suffix Bolavimo, if it's a suffix by Shemesach, where it's chayiv g'nei v'aveda, or a Sofik Onsen by a Shoyal, you would say Sofik Lekula, you don't pay. But a Sofik Bolavimo by Pshia, So there we would say that you are mechuyev. Why? Because it's a suffix if you have a paiter. So it's becheskas chiyuv. So then he remains chayv. So that's along the same lines as what the Avdinezer said over here. That you have to have ISIS, ICI right, the mumchis litana golem. Why is the burden of proof on the shechet? Burden of proof should be on the nizik. He should have to prove that the shechet is chayev. Whenever there's a suffix, you say suffix mamani lo kula. The shechet is muchsak on the money in his pocket, on the money in his bank account, so misafik, you shouldn't have to pay. The answer is, no, the shechet bin o is a mazik. He killed the chicken. He didn't shecht it. He killed it accidentally. He killed the chicken instead of shechting it properly. If he's a mumche, so then it's lanarel asasadover is a poiter. That's a mafkiya. So whenever you have a suffix, if there's a poiter, so it's b'ches kaschiyim. So it remains chayiv. When you learn Yerideya, the very first page in Yerideya, it says, they quote a Gemara in the first parak in Chulin, I had an animal or a chicken, and it's roaming around in the backyard. I come home and I see that somebody shechted the chicken or the animal. And it looks, they cut the neck of the animal. It looks like they shechted it, and they left a note in Yochel Anovim Be'izbo. Enjoy the chicken. I shechted it for you. I don't know who the guy is. Somebody shechted. I don't know who he is. So the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara says we assume we have the right to assume. Robin tzumei toshchita mumchimei. If the guy shechted the animal, we assume that he knew what he was doing. It is not an avela, and you're allowed to eat it. Robin tzumei toshchita mumchimei. So the Gemara says that we assume that the shechet is a mumche. So the Shach asks the Kash on the first page in Yerideh, page Aleph. Yerideh starts in page Aleph. The Gemara starts in page Beis. But the Shulchan Aruch starts in page Aleph. So the Shach asks the Kash, but here the Gemara says, on Tzadik Tes on the Beis. The Gemara's Lashon is, if you bring a proof, I see Rai, the Mumchis, Letan Goylem, let the Shechet prove that he's an expert, and then he'll be Potter. Why does he have to prove that he's an expert? We say, Robin Tzumei Teshchit Mumchem Hayim. Of course he's a Mumchem. The Shach quotes that Kasha. So the Pashtus is that, I think the Pashtus is that the word Mumche doesn't have the same meaning in the two sentences. Robin Tzumei Teshchit Mumchem Hayim, the word Mumche has one meaning. I say, Raya, the Mumchis, Latan Gerdem, means a different thing. I say, Raya, the Mumchis, Latan Gerdem, so you'll be an Orem HaMazik, Bo'in is Gomer. That's what Tosfos explains on Chav Zayin on the base. Adam Amazik Bainis Gomer is Potter. So you have to prove that you're a karakik jack, such an expert shechet that only happens once in 5,000 chickens that you shecht. But the Gemara says, Rob Mitzum Etzer Shechet Mumchem, and we assume that if the guy shechted the chicken or the beim and he walks away and he leaves a note, enjoy eating your chicken, I shechted it for you, we assume that he knew what he was doing. Not the same. Not the same usage of the word mumche. I say right. The mumche satan galim means the burden of proof is on the shechet that he's an expert, a crackerjack. That's a poiter. The lanar of the sasadav is a poiter. So then you have to. The burden of proof is on the nizik. The burden of proof is not on the nizik. Burden of proof is on the shechet to prove that he's such a big expert. He doesn't have to prove that he knows how to shecht. You say, Robert is a meshchet mumchem, and he probably knows what he's doing. It's a different kind of mumchem. That means we can accept the shechita. But here you want to make him into such an expert that it's Adam HaMazik, but it's Gomer. So for that, the burden of proof is on the shechet to prove that he's such a mumchem. The word mumchem has two different meanings over here, the two different sentences. The Shach doesn't exactly say that. That's what the later Achronim say, that the whole kasha of the Shach, one of the first Shachs in Yerideh, the whole Shach, the whole kasha is so little funny.